This is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me as we celebrate the life and music of Detroit trumpeter Marcus Belgrade.
Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander Ragtime Band.
Detroit has a rich musical heritage and has produced some of the finest musicians in jazz. The Motor City is also a crossroads and has attracted and nurtured fine players from other towns. When you think of Paul Chambers, Frank Foster, Sheila Jordan, or Yusef Lateef, their Detroit roots come to mind, but none of them were actually born there. Likewise, Marcus Belgrade was a transplant from Pennsylvania. Born in 1936 in Chesterton, Pennsylvania, Marcus Belgrade began playing the trumpet at a very young age. And when he was 12, he was performing in a band with the legendary trumpeter Clifford Brown. Brown became a mentor to Belgrade, and you can really hear Brown's influence in Belgrade's big, warm tone and melodic style. Belgrade's big break came when he was 19, when he went on tour and recorded with the superstar Ray Charles from 1954 to 1959. Let's listen to the young trumpeter in 1959 on a solo that put him on the map. Here he is with Ray Charles on Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand to meet the man, to meet the man who's the leader of the band. And if you want to hear that Swanee River played in a ragtime, well, come on in here, 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 that oh, Alexander Ragtime Band.
In the early 60s, after 5 years with Ray Charles, Belgrade decided to move to New York City, where he began working with jazz innovators including Charles Mingus, Eric Dolphy, Max Roach, and Yusef Lateef. In 1963, Belgrade moved to Detroit because he was interested in working with some of the jazz musicians there, including the Jones Brothers, Thad, Hank, and Elvin. Not only did he soon become a staple on the local jazz scene, but he also joined the staff at Motown Records. Marcus had the good fortune of recording on numerous hits with Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, and this one with Martha and the Vandellas. In the late 70s, Motown left Detroit, but Marcus stayed and continued to develop as an artist. We'll be right back. Belgrave became a versatile performer who played avant-garde, traditional New Orleans jazz, blues, and ragtime. He also performed with Ella Fitzgerald, Tony Bennett, Sammy Davis Jr., and Dizzy Gillespie. Belgrave and a collective of Detroit jazz musicians co-founded Tribe Records, and one of their releases was Belgrave's album Gemini 2, released in 1974, which was more in the jazz fusion vein. We are listening to one of Belgrave's compositions from that album called Glue Fingers. As Marcus grew as an artist, he also shared his wisdom and experience with the community and younger musicians. He was always organizing, teaching, inspiring, and mentoring the younger players. He co-founded the Jazz Studies program at the Detroit Metro Arts Complex and the Jazz Development Workshop. And he was an original faculty member of the Oakland University Jazz Studies program. Belgrave was considered a jazz patriarch in Detroit, and some of his students would become leaders in the world of jazz, like violinist Regina Carter, saxophonists Kenny Garrett and James Carter, bassists Marion Hayden, Rodney Whitaker, and Robert Hurst, and drummers Kareem Riggins, Ollie Jackson, Galen McKinney, and Gerald Cleaver. And of course, there were many others, including pianist Jerry Allen, with whom Belgrave appeared on numerous recordings. Here they are together on Smart Set from Ms. Allen's Grand River Crossings album. Marcus Belgrave was known for his unmistakable performance style. He had that big smile and a charming and entertaining stage presence. He was not only a sought-after sideman, but he released some superb albums of his own and was always promoting Detroit. One such album was a set recorded at the Carytown Music House in Ann Arbor, titled Marcus Belgrave and Detroit's Piano Legacy. This featured Detroit pianists Tommy Flanagan, Gary Shunk, and Jerry Allen, accompanied by bassist Peter Washington and drummer Lewis Nash. This was released in 1995. Here is Marcus and Tommy Flanagan on a Thad Jones composition, Mean What You Say. In 1988, at the request of Wynton Marsalis, Marcus Belgrave became an original member of Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. And in 2006, he was featured in their Detroit Motor City Jazz presentation. Belgrave formed many partnerships through the years and honored many of his influences and friends. In 2008, he recorded a duo album with the Italian-born guitarist Michele Ramo that would honor their late friend, drummer, and composer Lawrence G. Williams. Let's hear the title track from The Song Is You. Thank you. Of course, being a trumpet player, how could Marcus not be highly influenced by Louis Armstrong? So in 2008, Belgrave tipped his hat to Pops and recorded a tribute to Louis Armstrong. And right up to the end, Marcus was performing, teaching, and was a visiting professor at many universities, including Oberlin College. Even during his last days in the hospital, he and his wife, vocalist Joan Belgrave, were planning his next appearance. Marcus Belgrave sadly passed away in May of 2015 at the age of 78. He might not have been a household name, but he was a hero in the city of Detroit, and musicians around the world loved and respected him. His generous, warm, and inclusive spirit personified everything good in jazz. Thank you, Mr. Belgrave, for teaching all of us. May we all continue to carry your torch. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events, and make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.